than ever. Freshly prepared per order. Extras cost more.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. National Guard soldiers have fired tear gas and rubber bullets in Los Angeles. They were deployed by Donald Trump to crack down on protests on immigration raids. Demonstrations have entered a third day and several arrests have been made. The mayor of LA, Karen Bass, has blamed Donald Trump for the chaos.
When you tear parents and children apart and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation.
President Trump has described the protesters as violent mobs. Israel says an aid boat with activist Greta Thunberg on board, which was heading to Gaza, has been diverted to Israeli territory. The foreign ministry says those on board are expected to return to their home countries. The activists had wanted to deliver humanitarian help. The Chancellor is expected to increase policing budgets in her spending review on Wednesday. Rachel Reeves will announce an above-inflation increase after last-minute talks at the weekend, but there could be cuts elsewhere at the Home Office. Destructive bottom trawling fishing, which involves dragging large nets along the sea floor, could be banned in half of the protected seas around England. Greenpeace wants laws to go further, saying the practice is like bulldozing national parks.
Sport.
Carlos Alcaraz says he was happy to make history with Yannick Sinner as the pair played out an all-time classic in the French Open final. The Spaniard saved three championship points as he fought back from two sets down to retain the trophy in a five-set thriller. It was the second longest Grand Slam final in the Open era. Alcaraz says the Roland Garros crowd helped him to victory.
You were really, really important. You are in my heart, but and you always be in my heart. So thank you.
And the first women's tournament at Queen's Club in West London for more than half a century begins today. The Lawn Tennis Association hopes greater visibility will lead to the women's game becoming more profitable. They aim to introduce prize money equal to the men's tournament no later than 2029.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A bright start for most of the UK. Cloudy later though, with a high of 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon English.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Adam Brown.
Radio X.
How are we doing this morning? Hello, it's Adam Brown with you on Monday. June the 9th, just gone 6 a.m, and this is the early breakfast show to start the brand new week. Chris and the team, of course, are back in, just under half an hour's time. And another shot at winning £25,000. If you can unlock the £25,000 box, if you've got to play along this morning, stick around. Chris back from 6:30. Right, let's do the Stone Roses after this. Foo Fighters, Times Like These. It's Radio X.
It's time.
again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
This
is Radio
X.
X.
Sister. Show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you. my sister.
Do you know what? Amongst the Sally Cinnamons and the Waterfalls in the Stone Roses back catalogue. Bit of an underrated tune, that, for me. Love Spreads on Radio X. It's Adam with you on the Early Breakfast Show for Monday morning. Just gone 6:10. Let's get this on for you now. Huge tune which became a viral sensation earlier this year. Gigi Perez, Sailor Song on Radio X. From Gigi Perez on Radio X. Right, on the way before Chris is back with you at 6:30, I've got Kasabian to play, and also an Oasis tune which easily makes it into most people's top three all-time Oasis songs.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah, your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gambleaware.org.
Hey, Mum. So, you know we met Zara, my financial advisor?
Yeah.
Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan, so you can get that bungalow near me.
Oh,
and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Oi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. Whoa! You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Skoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Skoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Skoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
B&Q and TradePoint's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun? Or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Frozen berry blast, please.
All right, love.
Do you know what I've done?
Oh, what have you done?
You see Pete sleeping over there? I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it.
Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1, including sunglasses, from £70 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Maybe I don't really want to know how you got in gross. Cause I just want to fly lately. Did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain as it soaks you to the bone? Or maybe I just wanna fly, wanna live but don't wanna die. Maybe I just wanna breathe, maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me, we see things I'll never see.
played a huge show in London last week, and also he popped into Radio X to speak to Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show. That is Somber and Undressed on Radio X. If you missed that, by the way, you can catch up now on Global Player. That is just about it from me. I'll see you tomorrow morning from 4. Make sure you're sticking around. The £25,000 box is back this morning on the Chris Moyle Show, which is on the way from 6:30 after Kasabian. Days Are Forgotten on Radio X.
Show.
With Skoda, jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris. Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Morning, everyone. Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. It's Monday. It's the 9th of June. It's flying, isn't it? Mm. It's flying.
Meow.
What is it? Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Fruit flies like a banana.
Is that the line?
That's the line.
Have I got that right?
Yeah.
What's that from?
Because fruit, I don't know what it's from.
Yeah, you do. Well, it's a fruit quote. I think it's a Groucho Marx.
Fruit flies like banana.
Quote.
That's how that
works.
Do you get that?
I get it. Anyway, hello, good morning, welcome. Hope you had a lovely weekend. I had a great weekend. And then, of course, it was last night, it was Sunday, which means I can't sleep.
I don't know what it is.
I put on a little meditation thing that I normally fall asleep to. Mm. And I heard all of that.
Right, did you?
Oh. Do you know, I've started listening to... Can I say? Yeah, whatever. I've started listening...
Oh, this is going to be good. Shall I say is always a worry.
Yeah. To send me to sleep...
If you say our podcast...
No. Yeah,
that's just rude.
I put on the sounds of an English pub now. Because I listen to... It's a white noise thing on Spotify. And the noise of people having a conversation actually sends me to sleep.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
It is actually...
What?
Not like a waterfall or rain. No.
Or wind.
I tried them.
Or just white noise.
I tried like...
Pub Atmos.
Mm-hmm. And it's like people roughly having a conversation in the background, and I try and make out what... You can't hear anything.
Right.
But I think it stops you from going off into a different thought process.
But I've seen you in pubs.
Yeah.
You're wide awake. You're not falling asleep in a corner.
I don't fall asleep in a pub.
It's
but
very
the
strange.
Noise of listening to it
really?
Is actually quite peaceful.
How?
Not like a pub brawl or
right.
rowdy pub. Yeah, this...
Yeah, I can't play that, by the way, just in case.
No, absolutely.
Just in the background, somebody goes, Jeff off!
I'm like,
yeah.
But yeah, you get the gist. I would normally at this point just do that, but knowing my luck.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, what a weird thing.
It's quite niche, James.
I recommend it. Straight to sleep.
Really?
Yeah, give it a go.
Gosh.
What about... Now, it's nice, it's all right. And I used to like it, but it leaves too many spaces for thinking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Oh, we are really okay, how about... into the...
Yeah, it's all right.
Just need a wee.
Yeah, too late.
All right. Oh, no. Gosh.
It's quite nice. Is that what you go to sleep to?
We used to have a white noise, which was basically... Well,
yeah.
And the weirdest thing about it was we used to put it on and Tiff and I would fall asleep. And when I would wake up in the morning, I'd be like, oh, it's gone off.
Mm.
But it would still be playing.
Ah, but you're so...
But I tuned into it.
Right.
That really? I couldn't... Yeah, when I wake up, I couldn't hear it. And I'd go and shower, then I'd come back again and I'd hear it and go, oh, my God, it is still on.
How weird.
No. There was a really weird one that I had for a while. for a while, Dom.
Mm.
And I did this when I was sleeping on my own.
Yeah.
Tiff was working away. I'm like, I need some kind of noise.
Yeah.
And the noise that I found was basically just this. And so I would put it on and I would close my eyes and try and sleep.
Sounds a bit sinister, this.
Do you know what? It wasn't this one. This was the one.
Spacecraft. Ooh.
Oh. Now, the reason I did this was because I stumbled across that accidentally. It is 8 hours worth of this noise.
Right. Is it Star Wars related, this?
Close.
Star Trek?
It's the noise of the bridge.
Is it?
Of the Starship Enterprise from Star Trek.
Is it really? Wow.
And it amused me so much that I'm like, this is mad that someone has made this for 8 hours and then uploaded it to YouTube. So I hit play on it and it worked.
Did it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Now, every so often you hear the door, the lift door. Oh, but shh, that's right. How the door goes.
Yeah. It's, do you know, it's quite good, that, actually. That would work.
And I still maintain that's better than having the sound of a pub.
A pub, yeah.
Now, what? Give it a go.
What's brown noise? Because that's the thing.
Is it? Brown noise is a thing as well.
That
I used to think it was to make you...
That's why I said brown noise is a thing.
No, but a thing to make you...
Now, that's what I thought.
But no, it's not a...
Brown noise can make you... Can encourage toilet activity.
I thought it was that.
Right, is it not?
I just think it's a different kind of...
Different kind of noise.
White noise.
Isn't it just exactly the same, but they've just called it brown noise instead of white noise?
If that's brown noise, it sounds identical.
10 hours of smoothed brown noise here.
Oh.
This is on this particular one.
That's quite nice.
It's white noise.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Oh, brown noise contains lower frequencies, and white noise, on the other hand, contains all frequencies of equal measure.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
Gosh. Get a grip.
Nerds.
Yeah.
Get a grip.
Brown noise fans.
Well, anyway, I also had one of those sleeps where I'm probably asleep, but I don't think I am.
Right.
So every time I wake up, I think I'm just lying there awake.
Mm.
And then I've obviously fallen asleep again, then woken up again, and I'm like, but I feel as though I've just not slept. And it's every Sunday night this happens for some reason. I'm totally relaxed. I'm not anxious or anything.
Yeah.
But I was tossing and turning during the sleep meditation thing. And I thought Tiff any second was just going to punch me in the arm.
Yeah.
Because she was dead still. I think she was out straight away. And I'm on my side, then I'm on my back, then I roll over to my other side. I just couldn't get comfortable. I had my leg resting on my other leg, and I'm like, oh, that's not nice. And I'm like, and this woman's just going... Now, first of all, I should try and play you some of this.
Mm.
First of all, it's sleep meditation.
Yeah.
And they open it by going, find a comfortable chair. Close your eyes. If you're uncomfortable closing your eyes, then maybe just look down at the floor. But I'm like, it's sleep meditation.
Mm.
I'm going to sleep. Why would I not close my eyes? Mm. I'm not weird.
Yeah.
And then some of them are great. Some of them are better than others. But she has a very soothing, calm voice, and she will go, be aware of your body, being still.
Mm.
Your feet, your ankles, your leg, your calves.
What?
And I'm like, my calves? What? And then she starts to pretty much go up your body.
Right.
Your knees. I'm like,
oh, here we go.
I'm not really aware of my knees. Mm. What am I meant to be doing now? Thinking about my knees, your thighs, moving up your body. And I'm like, where are we going next?
Yeah.
Sweet Cheeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
She bypasses that.
Sweet Cheeks was number three of them. Yeah.
feel your stomach. I'm like, feel my stomach?
Mm.
I don't... What are we...
To feel your stomach?
And then she leaves massive pauses while this meditation music's just playing. And then all of a sudden, you start to drift. And then her voice kind of brings me back.
Yeah.
Where she just goes, hang on, let me just try and play some... So it'll be like... Elbows.
Mm.
And I wake up and I go, oh, you just woke me up by saying the word elbows.
Yeah. Oh. Do you know what you should get, the pair of you?
What?
Paul McKenna's golf trance.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It may not improve your golf, but you will fall asleep within about 10 minutes. You'll be sound asleep.
I've got some old tapes of Paul McKenna on Chilton Radio. That normally does it.
Honestly, it's amazing. It's
well, incredible. There's traffic lights around on the corner of Dunstable Road. And...
and towards the end, he obviously says something like 3, 2, 1... And then he says something, like, you're not back in the room, but he says something, and you're wide awake. and you feel as though you've had the longest sleep ever. It's very good.
Really?
How long is this tape? 8 hours?
About 45 minutes.
But if he says 3, 2, 1 at the end and you're awake.
Yeah, so
you. Then haven't you only had 45 minutes sleep?
Yeah, but like in. So I'll use it like in the afternoon or something like that if I'm having a quick kip in the afternoon. Oh, it's brilliant. And it improves your golf. It does actually improve your golf.
Oh, so it's like the perfect nap time?
Yes.
You put it on for an
absolutely
hour.
Absolutely perfect.
Send you away.
And you are wide awake at the end of it. It's very clever.
We talked about this before. I used to have a Paul McKenna thing.
We've talked about the countdown thing.
He would go.
I do love.
Now count backwards from 300, 299, 298, 297.
So on this one, he goes 298, 297. He does that. So if I am falling asleep, I just giggle at that bit.
But then he starts talking over himself. So as he's going 296. 295. It starts getting a bit creepy. Because I know Paul.
Yeah, he is talking.
And then he talks over himself, going,
it doesn't matter if you lose track of where you are.
296.
Just start again.
And I used to metaphorically feel his hand on my thigh.
Wow. Now, that was a long time ago.
It doesn't matter.
I'm like, all right, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm going to try. But I will be out.
Yeah?
I'll be out. And then, as Dom says, he would go, he would count you back at the end of it, and he'd go, 3, 2, 1. And then it would stop. And often I would just open my eyes and go, that's really weird. But most of the time, I'd just sleep through it.
Yeah, it's very good.
No offense, Paul.
If you want to improve your golf, James.
I do.
Listen to that.
Right, are we live on Global Player? Can everybody see us today? My friend Kate's just messaged saying she's watching. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hopefully it's all fixed, is it?
What, Kate?
No, Kate.
She'll never be fixed.
Kate's always fixed.
She'll never be fixed. Only joking, Kate. Good morning, good morning. Yeah, so we're having Global Player issues now. Dominic's got it on his phone. Mm-hmm. Is it going to stay on the phone or will it go to a black screen? It's done it again!
Still not fully working.
But that's not just my phone, is it? I've seen a few texts.
See, it works for me every time.
How weird.
100% of the time it works every time.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky. So if you can see us on Global Player, great. And if you can't, sorry about that. Don't blame us. We don't know how it works.
No.
Went to see Robbie Williams on Friday night.
Yeah, you did. How was he? Do I even need to ask, how was he?
All right.
Yeah,
it was brilliant.
I bet he was incredible, wasn't
it? It was brilliant. Lottery winners opened up the show.
Great.
They were great.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robbie came out and was just Robbie Williams for a couple of hours, and it was great. I couldn't have been happier.
Was it a good intro to the gig without saying what you did?
Yeah.
I love the intros to big gigs.
Yeah, we're in the bar. We just missed.
No, you weren't.
We missed a beginning.
Nah.
Basically, here's what happened. Friday morning, I got up and did the show, and then I went home. Tiff was away for the weekend. She was in Ibiza. So I got back, raced back so I could say goodbye to her. And then because I knew I'd be having a few drinks, I thought, right, I'll go and train. And some beer points and a protein shake afterwards because I'm really cool and fun.
That's it.
And then my friend turned up and we're going to gig together and he wanted to meet a couple of mates for a drink. So I realised as we're going to the bar, I've actually not eaten anything today.
Ah, right, okay.
So my diet on Friday consisted of protein shake, actually a palm full of peanuts, and then a Coors Light. And then when we got to the gig, I was on cider.
Right. Oh, okay. That's a nice mix.
So by the time Robbie Williams came on stage, I was having a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. You were flying.
Oh, yeah. I was having a great
time. You'd come undone. So, lovely.
I didn't know that much.
No, okay, good.
And saw loads of people that I knew, which was lovely, and some old faces, and I was chatting with David Seaman.
Oh, lovely.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Loveliest man in the world, David Seaman.
Now, when I say I was chatting to him, it was probably more at him by this point.
Right.
Because I didn't really talk to him until after the gig.
Right, okay.
And I was probably at that point flying.
Yeah.
Was he steaming?
Not at all.
No.
I don't even know if he drinks.
He's probably off fishing after the gig or something like that.
But we had a good chat. And it was at the Emirates. It was at Arsenal Stadium.
Yeah.
And David Seaman.
Oh, yeah.
Is arguably an Arsenal legend.
Absolutely is.
But he's also a Leeds United fan.
Mm.
So it was double bubble. I'm like, I'm at Arsenal with an Arsenal legend who's a Leeds fan, and we're talking about Leeds United.
Great.
And I made my little joke. Oh, I'm looking forward to our little one trip here next season.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we'll leave it.
Leave it for a few years.
But it was really good. Robbie was really, really good. And it was all great. And I absolutely lucked out because he played Friday and Saturday. Friday, it was sunny. The weather was amazing. And Saturday, it lashed it down.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible, wasn't it?
Lashed it down. All night, it rained.
Yeah.
In London, it was awful. The rain was relentless on Saturday. Mm. And I watched some of the videos back that Rob's posted, and it's like, oh, no. What a shame.
Yeah.
Like, who'd have thought that? June 8th in London.
I know.
It's going to be lovely weather.
It must be gutted.
It's really tricky.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, you've got dancers, you've got Rob running up and down the stage, everything. Those stages are never ideal when they're literally covered in water.
No.
Covered in water.
It's like when you two played Glastonbury. I know you were dry because you watched the side of stage.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of the throng, and Bono was on stage, couldn't move because... because it was raining so much, it was like an ice rink. So he was just going to slip. So he had to stay pretty much stood on the spot for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Wasn't great.
But I had a lovely time. Thanks very much. It was all great.
Nice. I saw my favourite film again yesterday. The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Look at you.
Starring Tim Key. I went to see it at the cinema. It's so good. Go and watch it. Go and watch it at the cinema. So Lucy, she loved it.
Good.
I got a bit teary again. It's brilliant.
Beef up?
Yeah, a little beef up. A little beef up. It's very good. You'd love it. You'd absolutely love it.
I know. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Old Mavis loved it, did she?
Lucy loved it as well. She did. We had cheese and wine. It's one of those cinemas where you can...
Where you're an everyman.
Eat your food. It's like that. It's called The Odyssey.
Right.
And it's... Oh, it's great.
And they bring it to your seat.
Bring it to...
I love that.
Bring it to your table.
Yeah. I feel so middle class when I do
really
that.
Is. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I always feel a little bit weird because my northern working class is struggling with my middle class cinema situation. So I always order something like, you know, I'll have a little bottle of something. I'll have some food, but I'll make sure I order like chicken tenders or like a bowl of chips.
Yeah,
just so I can keep it real. Do you have any tripe? That'll be lovely. Thanks very much.
Very different to the Showcase in Peterborough where we used to go a long time.
Showcase cinemas. Right. It's Monday, and it's back. That little feature was the £25,000 box. If you're watching on Global Player, the box is right in front of me, and when I press this jingle, it will appear.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Whoa. Where's the smoke, James? Where's the smoke?
No smoke, no smoke, no smoke.
He's been looking at Heather Small's contract. Oh, I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to... It's literally like someone's having a vape in the studio. That's about it.
It's not a vape.
And then James will then go from no smoke to too much smoke. And there it is.
Lovely.
A box with £25,000 in it. And you win that money by unlocking the box. You unlock the box by guessing correctly the Radio X artist. That is the password, the key to unlock the box. It's a Radio X artist. It could be a singer or a band. I don't know the answer, neither does Dominic Byrne. The answer has been absolutely verified and locked up. We can't change it. If somebody says it, they win the money. We'll choose one of you at random to play. You name an artist, we lock it in. And if you're right, you win £25,000. If you're wrong, you get £1,000 just for playing the game. So, with that in mind, I have a qualifying question for you. It's the same one that we had on Friday. So... You get £1,000 just for playing, and you play for £25,000. You need to text the word box and the correct answer and send it to 83936. So you have to do it on the text. You've got to start with the word box, then your answer, 83936. Box, answer, 83936. 25 years ago, which popular animated Pixar movie was released featuring a cowboy and a space ranger? Now, 25 years ago, okay? Which popular animated Pixar movie was released featuring a cowboy and a space ranger? Text the word box followed by your answer, and the number is 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. So, text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck!
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
So we'll play again just after 8 o'clock this morning. You've got till 8 to text in. And by the way, the website online entry is if you can't text on your mobile, if you can't do short code text or it's a work mobile or whatever, then you can just do it via the website.
Oh, that's handy.
Yeah, 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 you're welcome. Mm. It might go today. It could go any day. That's the thing. We give away £1,000 a day, so we've already given away £5,000. Now, just to clarify, that doesn't mean there's £20,000 left in the box. There's always £25,000 in the box.
Yeah.
So on Monday, it's £25,000 to be won, but we gave the caller £1,000. On Tuesday, it's £25,000, and we gave that caller £1,000. So we've given away £5,000. We still have £25,000 to give away. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it's quite a pricey competition.
Yes.
although we have saved money because the smoke machine that James bought for it is still the same smoke machine with the same canister.
It is.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Value for money,
isn't
it?
Really good, James.
Very efficient with this.
It's
smoke.
The only value for money bit of this competition.
Yeah.
That and the branding, which has stayed the same.
True.
Delighted.
So if you've got an idea of an artist or Radio X artist in your head, and you fancy it, if you want to give it a whirl, give it a whirl. You get £1,000 for playing. Even if you're wrong, you get £1,000, which is very nice. Thank you very much. The Euro Millions still hasn't been won.
Has it not?
No.
Incredible. So it's 208 million, is that right?
It'll be something like that. It might even be more.
Amazing.
Did you get capped at some point, did someone say? We need to check this.
I don't know, you know. That's a good question.
I mean, where's it going to go? £208 million. That's incredible.
I keep convincing myself I'm going to win it.
Yeah.
Now, I did have a win at the weekend on Friday night, the 6th of June. The Euro Millions was, what was it, 202 million or something?
I've forgotten.
And,
202.
I was very lucky. I had a result.
Did you indeed?
I did.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I won £2.90.
Wow.
£2.90.
Thank you.
Now, what is that for? What did you actually do? Did you match, like,
I had
two numbers?
I had two numbers.
Right, okay.
That got me £2.90.
I got two numbers and got £3.80, I think.
Did you?
What?
I got two lucky stars. Yeah.
Wow, James.
Check that.
All you needed was the other five numbers and you would have won.
I know.
Yeah, so close.
Wow. And then, so that was that. And then I won on the, oh no, hold on. I won another one as well. Saturday night, I had two wins.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You're on a roll.
I won a free lotto lucky dip.
Ah, that's good. That's guaranteed to win.
And I got three numbers that got me £30.
Wow. Three numbers.
Yeah. I thought I'll have that.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
That's really good.
I didn't need the £4 million. £30 will do for me.
Didn't that used to pay out a tenner if you got three numbers?
On the lotto?
On the lotto. Wow. Apparently it's capped at 250 million.
Euros or pounds?
Well, it's saying pounds, but
no,
that makes sense.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's 208 million pounds at the moment, isn't it?
Because it was 208 million pounds the other night.
Yeah, nobody won it.
So
either way, that's a lot of money.
Oh, I love
200.
There was a story on the news. I searched. It said experts reveal best numbers to pick to win the 208 million jackpot, and I'm like, it's a lottery.
Mm.
They even call it a lottery.
Yeah.
Statistically, any numbers can come out.
Exactly.
That's how it works. There are no best numbers unless you know what the number's going to be. What a waste of an article. Chris Miles,
you idiot.
The jackpot on Friday was £210,775,000.
Wow. Incredible.
Someone's going to win it. Somebody's going to win it.
That
God,
10,
I hope they listen to this show.
That 10 is 10 million. 200, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just take that bit.
So they could give us 10 million pounds.
Yeah.
And that would leave them with 200 million pounds.
I mean, fair's fair, isn't it?
And you could put, if you could do it, if you took 210 million, let's say you won it,
mm.
and you go, I'm going to lock this away for a year. I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to put it away.
Mm.
I'm going to put it in the bank for a year. And I'm going to see that interest come in.
Mm.
If you put 210 million pounds in the bank for a year and didn't touch it,
yeah.
a year later, you could have 210.5 million pounds.
Yes, imagine.
Anyway, right, we're going to switch the cameras off. Thanks for watching. Keep listening to the show. Dominic's got your news at 7 o'clock next.
The Chris Miles Show.
Bye.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
Ooh, how so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
Pets Club prices have landed at Pets at Home. And for a limited time only, everyone can enjoy our huge range of savings across all your pets' favourites. That's food, toys, bedding and TREATS. All at lower irresistible prices. Find the tag and fetch the savings in-store, online or via the app today. Pets at Home. We're all for pets. Pets Club prices available to all customers until the 8th of October 2025, after which you must be a Pets Club member to redeem. Selected products and services. T's and C's apply.
Searching for a holiday? Here's an idea. Don't type cheap flights to wherever into your browser. You know you do it. Search Kayak instead. Let us do the finding for you. All the great flight deals from hundreds of travel sites, all in one place. Go on, do it, do it! Listen to the waves, they're calling your name. Not literally, obviously, unless your name is... Kayak, Kayak! You're thinking about it, aren't you? Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
B&Q and Trade Point's Big You Can Do It sale is back. Save big with loads of unmissable summer deals in-store and online. You can do it when you B&Q it. Ends 1st of July.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
The new single drops. The world tour begins. As artists create the music we love, you could be right there in the mix. Calling all young creatives. If you want a career in music, then listen up. Global Academy have a new 6-4 music production course. State-of-the-art studios, practical experience, hands-on learning with music professionals. Awesome!
Apply now at globalacademy.com.
Radio X. News update. Next.
For me, summer's all about my friends. And whether you're pin dropping the best spot at Wimbledon or video calling your best mate from Glastonbury to say, this summer, Vodafone are sponsoring some of the great sporting and musical events. So however you're connecting with friends, Vodafone has got you covered. Connecting friends this summer on Vodafone, the nation's network. Vodafone UK, supporting the nation since 1984. 99% of the UK population coverage. Verification vodafone.co.uk/network.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X.